Of the many mitzvos we perform and fulfill at the Seder, the mitzvah, the oraisa of Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim, is the reason we're around the table. To talk, to be engaged, to go through Magid, to give Divrei Torah, to share stories, to be involved. This is the mitzvah d'oraisa, the Saber, the one night a year, two nights a year, we have this mitzvah, not the daily Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, but the yearly mitzvah of Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And yet, we don't find a bracha. Every other mitzvah we do, and for sure, everything we do at the Seder has a bracha. I eat my matzah, I have a special bracha. Maror has a bracha. The Dalet Kosos have certain brachos. And yet, when it comes to the mitzvah, the oraisa of Sipor, Yetzias Mitzrayim, v'higana to lebincha, this is why we're here. We do not find a bracha being made. And there are a number of answers in the Rishonim. Some Rishonim believe there is a bracha, but it's a different bracha. For example, the Meiri says that maybe the bracha for Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim is really part of Mariv, when I said Emes Ve'emuna, when I said Go'al Yisrael, that's the beginning of the story, that's the beginning of the process, so we can already go back to that bracha, and that might be the bracha we say, that's the Meiri, that's Shibuli Halaket, the Rebbeinu Yerucham, says it's not Mariv, but it's Kiddush. Since in Kiddush I say Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, it might not be Sibur, but it's in the same arena, talking about Mitzrayim, and therefore we do make a bracha, it's just a different bracha. There are other Rishonim that say there is no bracha at all. This is a unique mitzvah that has no bracha when it is said. The Rashba explains, because there is no set limit. There is no set limit for the mitzvah of Sibur. You should be up the whole night, talking, discussing, learning, drashos. There's no limit, and because there is no limit, there is no end. It does not have a bracha beforehand. It's the same reason the Avud Raham says we don't make a bracha when we daven, even though it's a mitzvah to daven, because it's no set limit. There are no rules, so to speak. It could go on and on. However, the Maharal adds another layer, which helps us understand the real goal of Magid. The Maharal explains that the reason there is no bracha is because the Iker mitzvah, what I fulfill, is a hisorus belief in my heart. It is an emotion that I create a connection about Yetzias Mitzrayim, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for the Jewish people, what it impacts on me to this day. And I am supposed to create within myself and my mindset and my neshama this feeling of connection. And because it's more belief, there is no bracha. As opposed to Sfira, which we'll start saying on Pesach, that at least has a mitzvah l'saper, to say the words, to count them verbally, usfartem lochem, the mitzvah of the key, the fulfillment, is about my connection and the feeling that I have. That's the goal of Magid, as we sit around the table with our families and we share Torah and we discuss. We should feel not only as if I am there, as the Rambam tells us, but that my connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam, the emuna that it was instilled then, that should be strengthened as I say the words of the Haggadah this year. That's how I know I fulfilled the mitzvah. And because that fulfillment is believe, there is no bracha.